wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. A man just out of this world. In this changing world of words as well as works, many new expressions have come into use. That they fit into modern life is undeniable. My subject today is this expression, just out of this world. We use it to express something that is in a class by itself, so far above all others, there is no comparison. Let us then consider a man who was just out of this world, a man so wonderful none could compare with him, and a man so different he showed in his every deed and word that he was just out of this world. He came from heaven, and while he had no halo on his head, his face was radiant with the holy light of heaven. And while he had no garment of light around his spotless body, yet for one to just touch the hem of his garment healed her of her affliction. And even in his death, when envious men hung him up on a criminal's cross, he died such a death that strong soldiers cried, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And when they locked up his dead body in a rock tomb, safeguarding it with soldiers, he arose as the mighty conqueror of death, appeared unto men, and ascended bodily from their midst, going into heaven. God crowned him with glory and honor, and that wonderful, that unique man is on the highest throne in heaven. Truly, he was in his life, his death, his resurrection, the one man who was so much out of this world, God has taken him to heaven. Who is he of whom I speak? Some of you heard about him in Sunday school, but you do not know him. But others of you confess, "He is my Savior, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God." Amen. And did you know that there is on earth today a despised people who are so different, so unique, that they too are just out of this world? This world is like a big melting pot that melts all kinds of people, but the world cannot melt these people. They just won't melt. Though only a feeble few, yet they are the light of the world. And wherever they go, by their words and deeds, they dispel the awful darkness. They are the very salt of the earth, for they restrain the decaying of this corrupt world as they follow in the footsteps of their wonderful Lord. You can tell them by these five marks. First, they are heaven-bought. Second, they are heaven-born. Third, they are heaven-blessed. Fourth, they are heaven-bound. And fifth, they are heaven-bent. First, they are heaven-bought, as the Bible speaks of them, saying, "Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price." And that price was the precious blood of Christ. And when they get to heaven, they shall praise their Lord and Savior in these words, "Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." There is good reason that they are just out of the world, as they seek to glorify God in all things, for they are his blood-bought, redeemed people. The blood of Christ is their only title to heaven, and it also separates them from all men on earth. Second, they are heaven-born. They used to be just like others. They loved sin and walked with the world, and they served the devil. But one day, a truly wonderful thing happened to them. They were born again, born of God, born from above, heaven-born. They were so much heaven-born that the Bible says that they are citizens in their citizenship is in heaven. Citizens of heaven. Now, to be a citizen of a nation, most people were born that. They are citizens by birth. Others are naturalized citizens. In this, they denounce their native country and its king, and they declare their allegiance to their new country, its kings, and its laws. No one can have a dual citizenship. No one can belong to this world and be a citizen of heaven, too. These people were born citizens of heaven by an act of God, a divine miracle, and also by their own choice, they resigned their native country, this world with its king the devil and its kingdom of sin, and they confessed Christ Jesus as their Lord and King and yielded themselves to obey him and his word. And so they were heaven born. It was a divine miracle, and yet there was the decision of their own wills. Only God can make one a citizen of heaven, but remember, he will not make an unrepentant rebel one of heaven's citizens. For in the kingdom of heaven, each one has resigned his rebellion and has yielded his will to Jesus Christ as his Lord and Master and King. Their wills are so yielded to their Lord, they say, "Lord, not my will, but thine be done." Neighbor, you can now be a heaven-born child of God. And third, these people are heaven-blessed. Their blessings are not in silver and gold, nor are they exempt from physical pains, for age and disease still hamper their bodies. Theirs are spiritual blessings that they now enjoy so deeply. They can trust and not be afraid, though bombs were to destroy their houses and though cancer eats its deadly course into their bodies. They can sing praises when their persecutors beat them and jail them wrongfully, for they have a heavenly peace and joy that the world cannot steal from them. What are these heavenly blessings? Their sins are all forgiven, and they have peace with God. They have eternal life, a life that is like a springing well, a flowing river, life in Christ Jesus their Lord. They can look up into heaven and say, "Father," for they know they're God's children, and they know their Lord Jesus is there, and his blessing is on them, so that the things of earth have lost their charm to them. They are just out of this world, for they are truly heaven-blessed. And fourth, they are heaven-bound. They may live in a tent or a cottage here, but it's only their shelter and workshop for the Lord. Heaven is their home. Their minds are not on the fashions and glitter of this world, but they await the coming again of their heavenly Lord, listening for his voice, "Come up hither," when they shall rise to be in their heavenly home forever with the Lord. And these heaven-bound people confess that they were once hell-bound, just like others. And they declare that they are going to heaven by the blood of Jesus, and not by any works or merits of their own. People are puzzled at them, for they live so different from others, and yet they claim no righteousness of their own. And fifth, they are heaven-bent. As the flower by the window bends away from the dark room toward the sunlight, and as the tree by the edge of the wood grows away from the dark forest out into the sunlight, so these heaven-bent people turn away from the darkness of unbelief and infidelity, for they love God's word, and his truth they believe with all their hearts. They turn away from the gay and careless worldly crowd, and they seek out the little prayer meeting. They are not interested in the get-rich-quick schemes of earth, but the work of the gospel claims what they have and are. These heaven-bent people love the Lord's word and the Lord's people, the Lord's work and the Lord's workers. They have their clear mark. This clear mark, their lives are Christ-centered every day, not just on Sundays. They are ever talking about their Lord Jesus Christ and living for his glory, for in their hearts they really love him. He's more than life to them. They seek to live for him and are ready to die for him. Others are religious, but such are church-centered and not Christ-centered. Their church is their talk, and it claims their time and money and receives their faith and adoration, while Jesus Christ is only another name to them, for they have never been heaven-born. And then there are those who are money-centered. They reckon everything in terms of dollars, for all their lives revolve around the dollar. It is the Almighty to them. They smile when they get it, and they have a nervous breakdown when they lose it. Poor money-centered people. Then there are those that are family-centered. Now, a Christian father makes the best kind, and a Christian mother likewise, as their Christ-centered lives enthrone Christ as the head of their house, and his word as their guide. But these family-centered folks have their family dinners and family reunions and family picnics on the Lord's Day, for the family must come first, they say. Their cursing son and drinking daughter are shielded from rebuke, for they honor their children more than God. They're so family-centered. And then there are those who are self-centered. They love themselves and not the Lord Jesus. They live for self and not for Christ. They once thought they would like to be Christians so they could go to heaven when they died, but when they found that a Christian ceases to live a selfish life, but he lives for Christ and for others, they were done, for they are so self-centered. Now you see the great differences that mark out these heaven-bought, heaven-born, heaven-blessed, heaven-bound, and heaven-bent people as being just out of this world. Neighbor, they are the real Christians as the Bible describes them. Many of you claim to be in the kingdom of heaven. Heaven, what is there heavenly about you? Are you heaven-bought? Are you heaven-born? No. Are you heaven-blessed? No. Are you heaven-bound? You vainly hope so, but you are not heaven-bent, as you well know. Those who are heaven-bound are first heaven-bent. Remember those five foolish virgins our Lord Jesus told us about? They claimed to be a part of the kingdom of heaven, but they were only shams, make-believers, and hypocrites. Whatever you are, don't be a hypocrite. Those foolish virgins were cast out, and all the hypocrites will be cast into the eternal burnings, as the scripture says. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? But you need not be a hypocrite. You can be right now heaven-born if you will trust and obey Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will save and change you to be one who is just out of this world. And when he comes to gather his peculiar people out of this world, you shall indeed be just out of this world, heaven-bound, to be forever with that lovely man who was supremely just out of this world. Neighbor, meet me there. Amen. Now, if you would be on the Lord's side in heaven, you must be on the Lord's side here on earth. Today the challenge goes forth. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Register your decision today before heaven and earth by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and by yielding yourself to him to be his and to do his will. Then the Holy Spirit will make you one of those just out of this world. May God grant it. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God through his bondservant, David Brinkman.